Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Hello and welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today is October 4th, 2015, and we have officially changed seasons. Here in America, we're celebrating autumn. So today's program is dedicated to what is my favorite season, autumn. I found several musical selections devoted to the season, so sit back, break out the apple cider and the pumpkin pie, and let's get right into the music. Leo Sowerby is called the Dean of American Church Music, having composed a great deal of music, over 500 works in all, much of which is used in churches. And Leo himself was a church musician, working at St. James Church in Chicago and a National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. One of his compositions is The Pageant of Autumn, which we'll feature today. Dr. Paul Martin McKee is a highly accomplished organist and member of the faculty of the Manhattan School of Music and of Columbia University. He holds degrees from the Eastman School of Music, Syracuse University, and the Schola Cantorum in Paris, where he was a Fulbright Scholar. For this performance in Leo Sowerby's Pageant of Autumn, he is playing the 1915 E.M. Skinner 4-manual 51-rank pipe organ at the First Unitarian Universalist Church on Cass Avenue in Detroit, Michigan.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ.
Next, we have another piece of music composed by Leo Sowerby for Autumn, entitled Comes Autumn Time. It is a concert overture composed by Sowerby in October of 1916 for organ, commissioned by Eric Delmarter to debut at the Fourth Presbyterian Church in Chicago. Delmarter liked it so much he asked for an orchestral version for a January 1917 concert devoted to Sowerby's music. Comes Autumn Time was inspired by a poem by Bliss Carman entitled Autumn. Now, Sowerby liked that poem a lot. He directed that a copy of that poem be included with every printed copy of the score, a practice which is still in effect today. Frederick Stock, the former music director for what is now the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, loved the piece so much he asked it be played at his funeral, and it was in 1942. Here, David Higgs plays this selection on the 1964 Aeolian Skinner pipe organ at Riverside Church in New York City. You're listening to At the Organ. We're devoting our program to music about autumn. Clarence Victor Mader was born January 23, 1904, in Easton, Pennsylvania. He played organ and piano at an early age at St. Peter's Reformed Church, where his father was pastor. Later, he and his family moved to Pasadena, California, where he became an organist at Holston Avenue Methodist Church while he was still in high school. He then studied in New York City, and in 1929 began a 37-year career as organist at Emmanuel Presbyterian Church in Los Angeles. He was a teacher, a concert organist, and composer of organ, piano, and chamber works. Clarence and his wife Ruth died in an automobile accident in 1971. A Cherry Rhodes will play this for us. This is called October Interlude, composed by Clarence Mader. She's playing the 1934 five-manual Aeolian Skinner pipe organ at Grace Cathedral in San Francisco.
Thank you.
hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.